Nolte, Donald Trump's job approval soars to 55%. By John Nolte on May 20, 2025. An Insider Advantage poll shows President Donald Trump's job approval rating has surged to 55% approve while only 44% disapprove and a mere 1% remain undecided. These results are not a surprise, Insider Advantage pollster Matt Towery writes. Other pollsters who accurately polled election cycles where President Trump's name appeared on the ballot have been showing his approval ratings moving into the 50% plus range. This is accurate. Currently, Harvard Harris has Trump at 47% approval. He sits at 49% approval with Rasmussen. Even Morning Consult shows him at 48%. In a previous Insider Advantage survey conducted with Trafalgar in April, Trump's approval rating was just 46%. With his disapproval rating sitting at the same 44%. Prior to that, in March, again with Trafalgar, the pollster showed Trump at 50% approve, 45% disapprove. So, at least with this pollster, Trump is seeing real movement in a positive direction. But this is also true overall. Currently, in the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls, Trump earns a job approval rating of 47.1% with 49.1% disapproving. That is only 2 points underwater. This is an improvement over the RCP average just 3 weeks ago, when Trump was nearly 7 points underwater, 45.3% approval and 52.4% disapproval. Trump's notable climb in job approval can likely be attributed to a number of successes. The first was his successful trip to the Middle East. Then there's the announcement of some major trade deals and all kinds of positive economic data that debunked the media's absurd tariff-mageddon hoax, including a stock market rebound. Add to that his cowing of the Houthi terrorists and real movement on a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. What the public sees is an openly patriotic president getting things done, talking up America, working hard for world peace, and taking long overdue action the American people desire on the 80-20 issues Democrats and the media are on the wrong sides of. Illegal immigration, anti-Semitism, the trans madness, and basic law and order. Also, due to the corporate media's corruption, they are only now reporting accurately on former President Joe Biden's mental infirmity and only now acknowledging it. This daily contrast between Biden and Trump is certainly making voters feel better about having a healthy, stable, active, and engaged president back in charge. Insider Advantage surveyed 1,000 likely voters between May 17 to 19. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.